When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, May 1st edition. Hope you guys had a good weekend. Lots of fun stuff on the diamond, basketball, hockey, golf. There's sports galore for you on this weekend, so I hope you guys had a good time. We got a six-game slate on Monday for you to break down and get you ready in the DFS streets. If you have any questions, I'm on Twitter, at BDIntric. You can hit me up there. Check out the podcast, Bench with Bubba, Bubba and the Bloom, Quick Hits, First Pitch Pod, Always Pressing PGA DFS, plus written content at Baseball HQ, Fantasy Pros, and Gaining the Edge Fantasy. Join us in the Discord over there, the Patreon, patreon.com/GTE Fantasy. All right, let's check out the totals on this six-game slate. We'll be in and out, hopefully, for you nice and quick on this one here, as it took me off the screen. So here you go. You got Guardians, Yankees, 8.5. Cubs, Nationals, 8.5. Blue Jays, Red Sox, 9.5. Giants, Astros, 8.5. Reds, Padres, 9. Phillies, Dodgers, 8.5. So pretty much 8.5 and above on this slate, and it makes sense. You know, there's some good pitching, but not great pitching. Top pitcher on the slate, Luis Garcia, is $9,200 against the San Francisco Giants, and this is a great play on this slate because A, Giants aren't great. B, they're coming back from Mexico City. They're going to Houston. Not so on a crazy trip, but they're leaving a crazy offensive environment going to Houston to face Luis Garcia, who's mixed his pitch, has changed his pitch mix up a ton of late, really relying more on like the cutter, which has been pretty crazy to see, but he's been very effective with it. He up to 97 pitches his last time out. He's gone six innings and back-to-back starts, shutout innings combined, 16 Ks. He's got seven or more Ks in three straight starts. Like I said, now you got the Giants that you get to go pick on. So that does not suck at all. And it's a Giants team that on the season before Sunday, striking out over 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching. So yeah, Luis Garcia, $9,200 on a bad pitching slate to begin with is a great, great option. A couple more for you though. Jose Berrios is $8,300. He's been pitching really, really well, at least hard enough to ignore. You can't just like walk over what Berrios has been up to. 15 or more points in three straight starts. He's gone seven innings back to back, but two runs or less in three straight starts, six or more Ks in two of three. He's been pretty darn effective, and he gets to go up against the Boston Red Sox team that's not like world beaters. They don't strike out a ton, less than 19% of the time versus right-handed pitching, but they have been very very gettable at 109 WRC plus. So on this slate, Berrios is in play. I'd honestly rather go to one of these two guys. Watch the rain in Washington. That's the concern because these two pitchers are both options here. Mackenzie Gore has been outstanding this year. 20 or more points in three or four, 17 or more in four or five. He's got at least six innings in three of his last four. He's given up three runs or less in every appearance this year and six or more Ks in every start as well. The dude's been very, very good. Now he gets to face the Chicago Cubs, who on the season are striking out 24% of the time versus left-handed pitching. They are hitting 286 with a 194 ISO and a 128 WRC plus. The Cubs are surprisingly smashing left-handed pitching, but Mackenzie Gore is pitching very, very well, and I'd like to take my chances in that battle. On the opposite side of Gore in that game is Drew Smyly, who's got a great two-step this week, and it starts with this Washington game. Smyly got hit around, gave up two runs in five innings, only four Ks against San Diego his last time out, but dominated the Dodgers to start before that. Pitched really well against Seattle earlier as well. His worst start of the year was on the road, but that was a Great American Small Park. He's pretty much good for 15-ish points or more. Pretty good floor he brings to the table. Faces the Washington team. It's something we've talked about a lot lately. It seems like they faced a lot of lefties lately. But Washington is striking out only 15% of the time for his lefties, hitting 296, which is crazy good, but only a 113 ISO. So there's kind of like a league average team power-wise. So they're going to try to slap hit you to death. And Drew Smyly hopefully can get the job done, rack up Ks. The Ks is a concern. That's why I like Gore over Smyly, because Gore's got the strikeout upside. Even if Chicago gets to him a bit, he'll get the strikeouts for Smyly. It's like, where does it come from? That's the big, big question there. Other than that, it's real bad. Like, I would not use Stripling in Houston. Kluber against Toronto, probably not. Gonsolin's not fully stretched out, plus it's Philadelphia. So you're paying up for pitching on this slate. You're paying up for Luis Garcia at $9,200. I like Jose Barrios at 83, Gore at 81, Smiley 78. My primary combo would be Garcia and Gore. Just going to have to wait and see on the weather in Washington. Let's talk about the bats on this six-game Monday slate for you. At the catcher's position for you, Tyler Stevenson versus Blake Snell at 42. It does have a little bit of appeal to it there. Yan Gomes, if you are fading Mackenzie Gore, we love Gomes versus a lefty. So that's one to look at $3,600. I like Alejandro Kirk a lot at 35 versus Kluber. I like the Jays a lot versus Kluber. I think Kluber's just a bum. He'll have his occasional starts where he limits damage and gets you through it. He's like Greinke on steroids. Like, they're not going to do a lot, but they're going to like get you through five or six, give up, you know, a handful of runs. But unlike Charlie Morton, won't usually get a bunch of strikeouts. Every once in a while they will, but not usually. So Kirk at 35, I'm a fan of. Going down, I probably feel like Danny Jansen at 31 as well. I'd probably take Jansen over Kirk, the savings plus more power upside. Kirk's probably more the cash catcher, where Jansen would be more the GPP catcher. That's how I'd establish the two there. Look and see who's catching for the Yankees, if it's Trevino or Higashioka, $2,600 and $2,500 respectively against Cal Quantrill. The Yankees, as bad as they are, I will fade pitch to contact Cal Quantrill in that matchup. That'll be something I'll be looking to do as well.
Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom has created weight management programs that are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. So stop chasing health trends and join the millions who have lost weight with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy, because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post, so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, first base position on this slate. Alvarito at 61. That is great. I don't mind Freddie Freeman. I wish this was in Philadelphia, but it's in LA. He's got Taiwan Walker, who's been pitching to a ton of contact so far. Freeman at 48 is good. Rizzo at 43 versus Quantrill, I like a ton as well. So the top three guys, Vladito, Freeman, and Rizzo, are all solid. It's weird seeing Freeman at only 4,800. It's a bit of a discount for Sir Frederick. Going down even farther, though, I love the Padres versus Luke Weaver. I think he's a bum as well. So Jake Cronenworth at 39, nice little price point for you. Josh Bell, Josh Taylor at 35 and 34 if you want to fade Domingo Herman, which I don't mind at all. But those are in play for you as well. Going down cheaper, though, below the 3K range. You know, you got Trey Boo Boo versus Gore at 25. Trey Boo Boo's just been such a mess. It's been hard to roster him anywhere right now. I will say that Cody Clemens, he had another home run on Sunday. He's hit homers in two of his last three games. He's not going to do much besides run into the home run once in a while. So if you want to go full YOLO at 22 versus Gonsolin, you can. I don't think you need to go there, so I wouldn't get too crazy with it. Second base position for you, though, you got Nico Horner at 49 is just fine. But Jonathan India at 48 versus Blake Snell is a good-looking play there for you on that slate. A few other ones for you here. Don't mind Glaber at 47. Anderson Jimenez at 45 is pretty solid as well. Mauricio Dubon's your cash game second baseman again with some GPP upside. He's only $3,600 versus Ross Stripling. So Mauricio Dubon is definitely in play. Just keeps getting it done. The history got snapped at 20, but he's still playing very, very well. Miguel Vargas is $2,500. He's heating up. The home runs still aren't there, but he's heating up in the overall power department. So Miguel Vargas at 25 is a guy I would look at. Other than that, not a ton. Maybe Christian Arroyo if you're fading Barrios at 21, but not too much down here. Third base, you got Rafael Devers at 62 is fine, but J-Ram at 58 I like a lot. Matt Chapman at 56 is outstanding for a pay-up spot. Max Muncy at 49 is another one versus Taijuan Walker. That's going to be – I can't wait to – I've just thought about it now. I already used like Luis Garcia for the Giants leaving Mexico. I can already see the narrative. Play Luke Weaver as a punt as San Diego leaves Mexico. I get the argument. I get it. It's like leaving Coors Field, the hangover. It's 2,000 feet higher than Coors Field. I actually get it a lot. I just can't bring myself to play Luke Weaver. But I get the argument. I can see it everywhere on Monday now. It's going to happen. So we'll see how that plays out. But after Chapman at 56, you got Muncy at 49, both in play for you. Patrick Wisdom in tournaments at 44 versus the lefty Gore. That's fine if you want to go that direction. Other than that, though, like you got Spencer Steer. I think it's Spencer. I've been calling Spencer. Yeah, Spencer Steer is 3K for the Reds. He usually gets like third or fourth in that lineup. He's first base, third base at 3K. And Mundo Sosa has been swinging it really well. He's $2,500 versus Tony Gonsolin. I looked at Sosa a lot in my fab. But the punt, I played him all weekend long. I picked him up in fab in a couple leagues where I could get him. Nick Senzel is $2,500. He's third base outfield for the Reds. He's playing really well. Went deep on Sunday. I think it's his second home run of the year. He's looking like the guy we'd hope he'd be. He's got to stay healthy now, Nick Senzel. He's 25 versus Blake Snell. So that's a really good punt if you want it. If Oswaldo Peraza is in the lineup, he's $2,300 versus Quantrill. So you got a couple punts here at the third base position. Shortstop, Bichette at 59 is awesome. Like Dex, we're fading Kluber. Of course, Bogarts at 55 is fine. Mookie Betts at 53 is very strong. He's outfield shortstop eligible now. You got Jeremy Pena at 46, Stripling. Like, there's some bad pitching on this slate. Like, that's why just pay for the pitchers that are going to be chalk and just get different with the bats. There's a lot of ways to go on this slate. After Pena at 46, Anthony Volpe at 37, especially he's leading off for the Yanks versus Quantrill. That is a good spot to be in. And that'll be about it. Let's head to the outfield and wrap her up for you. Yeah, Yordan's back. He's 63 versus Stripling. That's an interesting play. He still isn't hitting like Yordan yet, but he's back, which is good to see. He does have double-digit points in two of his – well, today was his first game back Sunday, put up 10 points. So hopefully that means it's a sign of things to come for Yordan. I got Kyle Tucker at 54, who I always love. He had a good Sunday as well. Schwarber at 52 versus Gonsolin is interesting. You got Springer at 51, part of a Toronto stack versus Klubot, if you want to go that direction. Going down to the 4Ks now, you got Brandon Marsh at 46 versus Gonsolin. That's fine. Yoshida's 45 versus Barrios. I like Barrios, but he's there. James Outman's only 44 versus Walker. That's a nice price tag, especially if he's still hitting in the middle of that Dodgers lineup. So James Outman at 44 is one I'd take a peek at. Mentioned Wisdom in tournaments at 44. Dalton Varsho's only $4,300, hitting fifth for Toronto versus Kluber. I'll get on board there. A few other ones for you down in the 3K range, though. You got Jaron Duran's 33 versus Barrios. If you want to just get a one-off or something, that's a good spot there for Jaron Duran. Trent Grisham's 32 versus Weaver. That's another direction I could take a look at. Going below 3K now. If Nelson Velasquez is still in the Cubs lineup, he's $2,600 versus Gore. That is what I look at. Henry Ramos of Cincinnati, he's $2,600 versus Snell. Might get the day off. I don't think he'll play lefty-lefty, but keep an eye on him. He's been very effective. Nick Senzel at 25. So you get some cheap Reds. There'll be other guys based on whatever the lineup comes out. I stacked up some cheap Reds all weekend long. You can do it. Get a mini stack, then you get your big stack, then pay up for your pitching. You can build a fun slate fading Blake Snell and company. You don't have to. There's other ways to go. But that's one option. Recapping your pitching on this slate, you got Luis Garcia at 92, Barrios 83, Mackenzie Gore 81, Smiley 78. There's Luke Weaver at 7. Look forward to that conversation on Monday. But Garcia and Gore's where I'm going. Watch the weather in Washington. And then if you're stacking things up, the Yankees versus Quantrill's outstanding. Toronto versus Kluber, awesome. Awesome spot as well. I like Cincinnati versus Snell. That's an angle. But I also don't mind San Diego versus Weaver. That could be a game stack. I just don't know how much I trust San Diego coming back from Mexico. Then you got Philadelphia versus Gonsolin and the Dodgers versus Walker. That could be a late-night game stack as well. When we looked at the totals earlier, the only 9.5 was Toronto and Boston. So that tells you another reason to be all over the Toronto Blue Jays in that one. So my favorite stacks will probably be Toronto and probably Toronto and the Yankees with some Cincinnati thrown in. There's where I'll be looking at this point in time. But all right, folks, that'll do it. Another episode of Quick Hits in the books. If you guys have any questions, again, I'm on Twitter at BDentrick, BDENTREK. Join us at Game of the Edge Fantasy on the Patreon, patreon.com/GTE Fantasy. And we have a lot of fun over there as well. But I'll be back with you guys tomorrow. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, May 1st edition.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100 and use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit matchup to $100. PrizePicks, daily fantasy sports made easy.